For the Brown family, church was not something we did now and then when we felt the need for a little spiritual encouragement. It was a way of life. Mama insisted on it, and though Dad only showed up on Easter, he completely supported her program for the family. If there was any hesitation on my part, he was quick to tell me, "You are going to church, boy." Actually, I didn't need much prodding. Unlike a lot of younger kids, I looked forward to church. I probably spent more time there than I did in my own home. During my first years, we attended Victory Chapel, a tiny church pastored by my uncle, Johnny Grant. It served three extended families and, with only three rows of pews, set 35 people tops. What we lacked in numbers, we made up for in hours. We were there Wednesday nights, Friday nights, and all of Sunday. And I do mean all. I also remember youth shut-in services that started at 7 p.m. on Friday and ran until 7 a.m. Saturday. Other times of the year, the church hosted revival services that ran all week. Through rain, ice, snow, and sunshine, the Browns, minus Dad, were there for all of it. My mom got us involved in the church choir. When I was six, I also started playing the drum for the choir. Not drums, as in a drum set, but the drum. The rhythm section for our church's musical effort was a single snare drum. The first time I saw someone playing a full drum set, I was blown away. "That guy can play five or six drums at once," I thought. "He must really be talented." More important than all of that was the Bible teachings we received at church. Before I was 8 years old, I memorized all the books of the Bible, the Beatitudes, the Lord's Prayer, and Psalm 23. I didn't understand all of it, but I spent so much time on it that I couldn't help absorbing a portion of spiritual wisdom. It probably helped that I was competitive. Our Sunday school teacher was my grandfather, Mama's dad. He had us compete against each other to see who'd memorize their lessons the best. The winner got a six-pack of soda pop. Even then, I loved to win and taste that soda pop. When I was 12, we started attending Victory Temple Church of God in Christ in the Pleasant Grove area. That was a big change, since attendance probably averaged 350 people those first years. What didn't change, though, was that we practically lived at church. As kids, we did take breaks now and then. After services let out on Sunday afternoons, my friends and I walked either to the Shake, Rattle, and Roll to ride go-karts or to the nearby middle school where we practiced our dunks on 8-foot rims. Then, tired and sweaty, it was back to church for a snack and evening services. Did I ever think about skipping out on church so I could mess around?